Now, we are joined on the line next by Ciarán Murphy, famed for the Second Captains podcast, an Irish Times columnist. And Ciarán is looking ahead for us to this, well, it's going to be very intriguing this weekend. Galway, Kerry taking on Galway in the final round of the Allianz Football League Division 1 this weekend, taking place Sunday, earlier than usual at 1:45, and it's taking place in Pearse Stadium in Galway. Good morning to Ciarán, and first of all, you need full disclosure here because you are a proud tribesman, are you not?
I am indeed, Tressa. Good morning to you. How are you? Yes, I am indeed. Still recovering from the Ireland final defeat last year, to be honest. Every few months it hits me that that's a game maybe we could have snuck on you, but... yeah, no, it is. It's lovely to be with you, and lovely to be looking forward to Galway and Kerry this time around, this Sunday afternoon, as you say, at 1:45 in Salt Hill. And it's one of those days where it's not just kind of a trip down memory lane for Galway and Kerry fans to be looking back. There's enough riding on this game to make it a pretty important fixture in and of its own right. Because there's a place in the league final at stake. Galway don't need help from anyone else. If Galway win or draw, they'll be in the league final. Kerry need to win and hope that Tyrone and Roscommon both draw or lose. There's plenty of permutations anyway, Trasa. It's simple for Galway, not quite as simple for Kerry. Not easy. But this Kerry team have a habit of finding a way of winning football games. It's a habit that you lads have had for about 140 years now, give or take. We're well used to it.
What's the feeling, Ciarán, in Galway ahead of this one?
Yeah, it's a strange one because in many ways the leagues in hurling and football, they've really been a slow bicycle race. No one really wants to get to the finals of these tournaments, given how close they are to the championship starting. But Galway have a good break. They're not out till the 23rd or 24th of April, that weekend. So they actually have a good break. There is no real reason for Galway not to go hammer and tongs and try and get into a league final, even if it would be our old rivals Mayo, and we don't need to be further reminded of what the Mayo football team are like, given how close we are to them. So there's no reason for Galway not to absolutely go hammer and tongs to get into this league final. I think Kerry have been a bit more circumspect about their desire to win another league title after the one they won last year, but the feeling when Kerry come to town, there really is nothing like it. The Dubs bring obviously all that, the support and the colour and all the rest, but there is just something magical about Kerry coming to town. And for all that the Galway team gave us so much joy last year, there will also be a cohort of Galway people who just want to see David Clifford play in the flesh on their doorstep. And that's an amazing thing to say, but it's true. He brings a circus wherever he goes, and there'll be a few of us in there keeping at least half an eye on him for the whole thing.
Ciarán, despite some absentees, Galway have been going well. And with the championship on the horizon and a new championship system in place this season, what's the expectancy for the tribesmen this year? Especially after last year's excellence performance, and as you said, yeah, you could have come close with the All Ireland.
Yeah. It's I think we've actually, one of the things that really killed us in the Ireland final last year was just that lack of depth on the bench that Kerry have in abundance, and there was certainly there were times in the last 10 or 15 minutes when I think Pádraig Joyce and his management team would have been looking around at the bench and wishing they had options like Killian Spillane to come on and turn the game. But I think that's what we built in Galway in the league this year. Just a squad depth that can actually stand to us in the championship. So regardless of how the league goes, I think we found out between Peter Cook and Ian Burke and a couple of others, Johnny McGrath in defence, Owen Kelly, we've just added a bit of depth to our squad, which I think is just an absolute prerequisite for anyone hoping to win in All-Ireland, given the amount of games we're going to have to play this year just to get to an All-Ireland, get back to an All-Ireland final. That depth is something that Galway have been looking to add, and I think the league has been a success from that point of view.
Now, we've been speaking to Ciarán Murphy of Second Captains podcast and Irish Times columnist, and Ciarán's club in Galway is Milltown, and I know you're a very proud Milltown man. if anyone acquires or buys the programme for the Galway Kerry game on Sunday, they'll notice that your club Milltown has an ad in it, and it's all to do with heart scans. And actually, coincidentally, we here in Radio Kerry, we had a special programme this week regarding Enterprise Awards, and the one of the companies that we profiled, they're called Ava Sports Medical, and it's a startup, and
they're
what they're doing is that they have bespoke they provide bespoke training or tests. They will go into sports clubs and carry out tests so that people can get members checked out, so that somebody who presents healthily, maybe there's something wrong, maybe they have an irregular heart rhythm or something else, but that can be picked up. And this is something that's very close to your heart in Milltown as well.
Yeah, so every county has the Milltown, including course, and ever since the 1960s, Tracy, we've been known as the Scans, like the Rock Narys in club football in Kerry. That's what we're known, and it comes from one of our greatest ever players, Sean Kincannon. His nickname was Scan, then he called everyone he met Scan, and it stuck. So with that in mind, the fundraiser that we're doing, and you'll be able to read about it in the programme for the game, and we'll also have a stall set up at every entrance going into the ground in Salt Hill on Sunday, it's called Scan Your Clan.
Okay, Scan Your Clan. What's that? Could you repeat that again? Because your line just broke up slightly there, Ciarán.
Oh, sorry. Yes. So the fundraiser we're doing is called Scan Your Clan. We're known as the Scans. Everyone from Milltown is known as the Scans. So it's called Scan Your Clan. And the first prize in this draw is 30 free cardiac screenings for your clan. So that can be your family, or it can be your football team or hurling team. It can be your co-workers, any group of 30 people that you like. And this isn't the first prize of a draw, you know, the holiday home in Waterville or the new car or whatever, but it's GA clubs are supposed to be about shared experiences, bringing shared reward, and I think that this prize that we're offering is a lot closer, we think, to what make GA clubs special. And obviously GA people everywhere remember Cormac McAnallan and his tragic death in early 2004. Then last year there was just this tragic sudden death of Dylan Quirk, the Tipperary hurler, who playing for his club in the county championship up there. So our executive in the club have been in touch with Dylan's family over the last few weeks. They think the Scan Your Clan fundraiser is a brilliant idea. We just feel really passionately that this is a prize that could save a life. So we'd love for Kerry people at the game to keep an eye out for us. We'll be at both ends of the ground in Salt Hill on Sunday. And you don't have to wait until Sunday either, of course. If you go to MilltownGAGalway.ie, our website has all the details there, and you can buy your ticket online. And the origin story of our nickname, the Scans, has a direct link back to the game on Sunday, actually, because Sean Kincannon's son, John, also known as Scan, that's been his nickname for as long as he's been alive, he's a selector with Galway manager Pádraig Joyce. They won an All-Ireland title together in St. Gerard's College in Tuam. So it's all linked together. €30 for one ticket, €50 for two, and €100 for five tickets. And it's not just cardiac screening up for grabs. There's also a second prize of a community defibrillator and cabinet, and we all know how vital they are, particularly in rural areas that might be half an hour, 45 minutes away from an A&E. There's team fitness testing, nutritional workshops, and a sports equipment voucher as well. So there's tons there for any GA club. You don't have to be a GA club, though. You can be a soccer club, a rugby club, or a work environment to get involved.
Before we wrap, Ciarán, listeners got in touch to say, could you get Ciarán to explain the complex scoring difference a saga for qualifying for the league family? So that's part one. And the second one is it finally Mayo's year? So if you can deal with the first part, the complex scoring algorithms and all this scoring difference, could you explain that briefly?
Well, could I? The short answer to that is no, but I'll give it a try. I do have a bit of a reputation for these permutations, so I think that's maybe what your listener is going for there. But basically what needs to happen here is that Kerry need to beat Galway by 3 points, and then they also need to beat to ensure that Tyrone don't win their game by more than 6 or 7. So if Kerry finish on 8 points and Galway finish on 8 points, Kerry will win on the head-to-head. But if Tyrone and Roscommon also win their games, then it'll go to scoring difference. And at the moment, Kerry are 3 points behind Tyrone in that. So if Kerry will have to stay ahead of Tyrone on that metric to ensure that they get to a league final. So it's complicated, but Kerry have to, they have to beat Galway anyway, first and foremost, and have to beat them by more than 3 points. And then after that, it's in the lap of the gods. Bring your calculator wherever you're going, particularly if you're going to Sunderland. And as for Mayo, well,
yes,
you've touched on a very nervy topic with us, because Milltown is actually, is hard up against the Mayo border. We couldn't be any more than 4 miles from the county line. So, much and all, as there have been a lot of tears shed around the country for Mayo's Via Dolorosa of the last number of years, let's just say, you know, not everyone has been shouting for Mayo over the course of the last 10 or 12 years. But no, they're great neighbours, of course. They're great neighbours. We shouldn't be slagging them off. And listen, hopefully someday they'll get over the line. Just not at the expense of Galway in this year's All-Ireland Final. That would be the main thing that we'd be very anxious to avoid in Milltown.
Who knows? It could be another Kerry-Galway final. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much, Ciarán Murphy of Second Captain's Podcast, and Irish Times.